You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 56. And today, let's talk about how to get you booked on more stages so you can deliver your message to millions. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here. And today I've brought a friend on to have a little chat about getting booked. I'll tell you more about her in a minute. But I want to invite you to come join me in my Amplify Your Success community. We rebooted it for 2018. And the whole idea in that community is to surround yourself with people who are influencing their thought leaders, their movers and shakers, and they're creating extraordinary results through the work that they do in the world. And just there's something magical that happens when you're surrounded by other people that are thinking differently, thinking bigger, thinking bolder. You learn how to activate a very resourceful and powerful side of yourself. So it's an awesome community. We're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff in there, including having an Own Your Bold Challenge a little bit later this year. So come join us in AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. And I'll also share with you my favorite 7 tips to amplify your impact and your influence just for joining. Now, let's get into today's episode. I'm wondering if you see yourself as someone who's got a message to share. You know, I think most of the people that follow this podcast, who coach with me, who go through the Awaken Leadership Lab, who, you know, end up in my circle and community, tend to want to make a bigger difference, have learned some things that they think could help others. And so I love bringing people on the podcast that can help you actually get better results through your speaking. I'm so excited that my friend Jackie Lappin's here to talk about getting booked so you can deliver your message to millions. And let me share with you just a little bit about Jackie. Jackie Lappin is a leader in helping transformational leaders, authors, coaches, practitioners, speakers, and messengers connect with their next followers around the globe. For the past 10 years, her internationally acclaimed conscious companies have been providing PR campaigns, radio media tours, and speaking engagements to support the growth and revenue of change makers like Don Miguel Ruiz, Dr. Joe Vitale, James Twyman, Denise Lynn, Ariel Ford, Hay House, and more. The success of her companies has been built on her detail-oriented, comprehensive, proprietary, one-of-a-kind data-driven list, the information from which she is now sharing with the world. And most recently, she's brought Speakertunity into that space, the twice monthly transformational speaker leads tip sheet. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So Jackie, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Oh, Melanie, I'm so delighted to be here. You and I have been friends a long time, and I'm just delighted to be helping to contribute to your community.
Yeah, and it's so fun. Our lives keep crossing over into all these different communities and different movements for conscious business leaders and people with a big message. So it's really fun to have you share some of the insights that I've felt very privileged to get to know from you, having been in Speakertunity and just getting to see you do your thing out there in the world.
Thank you. So we're going to have some fun today.
Yay. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of fun, I know you're very passionate and driven by the idea of helping transformational leaders spread their message in a bigger way. It was like one of the first things that really, you know, as we got to know each other, you shared your vision and your passion for it. And I think it would be really exciting to, because it's a big, bold vision what you've done. You've literally changed a lot of your business to really focus in on these transformational people with, you know, we might call them disruptors and change makers. So where's that passion coming from for you?
Well, you know, I first started in the world as one of the first women sports writers in America. And then ended up having a PR agency that I served people in sports and entertainment. But my heart really called to the people who were transformational leaders because I wrote 2 books in this area myself. I wrote 2 books on conscious creation, and the second one was the best spiritual book at the International New Age Trade Show. And I, when I got done with that, I said, you know, this is where I want to make my home. Hmm. This is the community I want to serve. because I really believe that we have the power to make a difference in the world. And I just wanted to help people, give people a bigger voice.
Yeah. And I think that's really, it's such a valuable, it's a valuable space to be in right now, because there's a lot of transformation needed, a lot of transformation that's taking place. And anything we can do to create a way for people to get that message out in a bigger way, I think is really valuable.
I do too. It feels like it's home for me because it's a calling. Mm-hmm. It's not just a job. And so that to me, when I can help people find ways to deliver their message to more people faster and better, and so that they're spending their time doing the work in their zone of genius instead of spending their time on the internet looking for opportunities, that's really where I felt that my gifts could really be served.
You know, I think one of the most common questions I get asked, because I am so active in the speaking market, especially for women speakers, you know, involved in Women Speakers Association, and I'm very active in booking speakers, transformational leaders of all kinds for a couple of communities I'm involved in. People ask me all the time, like, how do I get booked on more stages? Like, what's the trick to that? So what kind of advice would you give to someone listening in today who's really trying to get their message out in a bigger way, and they're just like, where do I get booked? What's out there for me?
Well, I'm going to start, and I'm going to give you a whole list of ideas, but the first thing I want to make a point of is that one of the reason people don't get booked is because they don't spend the time at it. And because their week goes by and they realize that, oh, gee, I should have done that and I didn't give it enough time. So this is something you really need to commit 3 hours of your week to and block it in your calendar just like you would any other appointment. And then really make the commitment to spend time doing this. And then so once you do that, then there are some great places to begin looking.
And I'm very grateful that you gave that tip just now, because I'm fully believing in what you focus on expands. So if you're not focusing on getting booked, of course you're not going to get the bookings. And, you know, I think there's a point where you hit that tipping point. At least, you know, I've kind of had some of that happening where I get asked to speak more than I actually pitch myself as a speaker these days, which is it's a very great space to be in. But I did a lot of that, you know, putting my attention on it and being very active in it in the beginning to really move that ball forward. And, you know, we are very intentional. We have an intention. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Jackie, but we literally have an intention every month for how often I will speak, what kind of speaking gigs. And if we don't feel like we're getting that right amount, we up the ante and we get more active. And that's where we use Speakertunity and some other resources. So I love that you made that intentional.
Very smart. I love the fact that you're setting specific goal intentions. That's really cool.
Yeah, well, it helps us stay focused on it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So now I'm imagining that if you want to get booked, there's some certain things you would need to have in place.
Yes.
And that it would make a difference in getting those bookings, yes?
Absolutely. You need to have a good speaker one sheet.
Okay.
Which is the document that really showcases you to the speaker and makes you look like you're the top pro that you are. And that has all the elements of your profile and some testimonials and the descriptions of your presentations. Then you would also like to have some video of you presenting somewhere in front of an audience, not talking to your computer and your community. It needs to be in a room where they can see you on a stage. That's really helpful to have. And you really should have a current contemporary website, because the first thing that a speaker booker is going to do is go look at your website. And if you have a 10-year-old website, you are shooting yourself in the foot. They recognize that you're not exactly on top of things. So make sure that you have a good contemporary website. So those are three things. You know, when I say contemporary, I'm talking about horizontal format, one big picture at the top, and then lots of other photos and very limited words. So if those three things really make a big difference when you're starting to go look for speaking engagements.
Yeah, I could see that really mattering. And that one sheet, I've been complimented so many times over the years about having my one sheet together and being, you know, prepared. And I think, you know, when you think about the job of a speaker booker, whether it's a podcast or it's a live event, like they're having to go through so many speakers all the time. And so when you're organized like that, it makes their job easier. And at least in my experience, Jackie, maybe you've seen this too, it makes them want to come back and work with you again.
Absolutely. The better prepared you are, the more likely you are to be not only invited, but invited back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of those little things that make the big deal to other people. So how do you make yourself matter and really stand out to people who are booking speakers? You know, kind of like this idea of like, how do you make yourself relevant?
Well, the most important thing is you really have to address not what your credentials are, which is very important, but you really have to address what the what it is that you are going to do for the audience. It's what's in it for them. You know, how you will change, how you change, make them change, motivate, activate, or heal in some way. Because that's really what the booker wants to know. How are you going to, in fact, impact their audience and give them valuable information that is going to create change? That's going to make a difference in what you get booked for.
So what we're saying here is it's not, because I help a lot of people, you know, the clients going through my Awaken Leader Lab, help them kind of script their one sheets when they're trying to get booked more. And one of the things I see them doing is like, they'll tell me what their topic is, but like, I don't really know why that matters. So what you're saying is don't just tell me what your topic is. Tell me two or three, maybe four or five things that my audience is going to be changed by when you give your speech. That's what you're really saying here.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So it's like a marketing piece. It's how you market your talk to someone and get you to stand out above everyone else.
Exactly. And there are certain things that you can do to ask yourself, you know, what's the relevance? You know, is it their story? Do you share a story with them? You know, if you've been PTSD, if you've been sexually abused, if you've lost a business and come back from that, you know, is how relevant, I mean, how what kind of a match are you for the demographics? Mm-hmm. Is this a right skill levels for the right for this particular audience? Is it basic and you're talking to an experienced audience where you're going to lose them, and vice versa. If your topic is too experienced and they're just beginning, then they're going to also get lost. You want to also look at, you know, how the, you know, is this a hot topic? Is this something that everybody is looking for? And can you make your topic, can you make it relevant or timely to what's going on in the world? Certainly if you have something having to do with speaking up from sexual harassment, you know, the Hollywood stories that have come out in the last few months, you know, that's topical. So there's just ways to make you more relevant to the booker.
So I'm wondering if there's mistakes people make in that stage where they're pitching themselves as a speaker that we might need to know about.
I think the key one is that they're more worried about what the audience is thinking about them than they are in what they're delivering a lot of times. And mm-hmm. It's really key that you come from a place of service. It's not a position of selling. It's a position of being of service. And when you do that, your presentation is going to really sing.
Yeah. And I know just even in the stage of like pitching yourself, if you're really going to put your intention on, taking the time to get to know a little bit about the event and how you fit. It's like, I say no to a lot of events because I know that my topic and my passion isn't really in that audience. And so I'm very selective about what I say yes to because I want to make sure it's not just a great fit for me, but it's a great fit for them. Oh my gosh, Jackie, I had this horrid, you know how everybody's got that horrid speaker moment?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I had a client who worked in the mortgage world and he was being so generous and he loved my work and I'd done several workshops for him and his team. And so he invited me to speak at one of his associations that he was involved in. And I didn't really dig in and get to know who the audience was. I was doing it more of as a favor. oh my God. It's like the glassy eyes, you know, they're like kind of nodding, but not really getting, I'm like, okay, this was a really bad fit. But, you know, ultimately we've got to make sure it goes both ways, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so I think the biggest thing that's on people's minds these days is, how am I going to be able to find my own speaking engagements? What's the trick to really finding those awesome speaking deals that you see your friends posting on Facebook and you're like, oh, that's such a coveted speaking opportunity. How did they find it? Like, What can we teach some people, our listeners today, to really find better speaking engagements?
Well, I'm going to give you a whole series of ways to do that make sense. And you may think this is very basic, but actually it works extremely well, and that is Googling. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for local meetings that will make open doors for you and make a difference, you can Google things like women's organizations, plus the market that you're in, the name of your market. So it might be women's networking, women's organizations, networking groups, entrepreneur meetings, networking chapters, whatever it might be, just plus the city that you're in and chambers of commerce. That's all going to come rolling to your fingertips. And frankly, that's a lot of the ways that we find them for Speakertunity. So it's a very basic, but it's very essential. Now, if you want to go up the another good way to find local meetings is Meetup. And most people think of Meetup as a bunch of people just getting together and going and meditating or, you know, doing fun things. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of bricks and mortar meetings are also actually listing their events there, because it's a really, really good way to find people. Now, with Meetup, you can search by subject matter or you can search by locality. And if you actually sign up for Meetup, then in fact it will send you weekly different meetings in your subject matter. And so you're going to get acquainted with new organizations that you didn't even know existed. So that's a really good one. Now, certainly if you're looking for a more corporate type of engagements, LinkedIn is really going to be your key, because that obviously is one way, is if you know the kind of company you're looking for or the names of companies. You want to go looking for the marketing manager or marketing director and the human resource person. Those are the key people that usually know where the money is and know where the speaking opportunities within the company are. But if you want to just do a wider search, you can actually put in the search box a couple of keywords that would bring up whole groups of people that do specific things. Like if you put in event manager or meeting planner, or planner, or conference organizer, or event manager, or event, just use a bunch of different job titles that really relate to the same subject matter, and you're going to get a whole bunch of different people that really operate in those realms. Now, another, people don't realize it, but Facebook is another place where you can actually search by category. And you can use that using hashtag, and you can use the same kinds of suggested search titles as we just discussed. So either Facebook or LinkedIn will get you to people who are in those jobs that are actually serving to do those things. And I talked to a lot of speakers, and they've been very successful at getting their corporate gigs through LinkedIn. But there is one other idea that I just heard about that's really good. If you're looking for corporate types of engagements, go to your local business journal. Almost every city has a business journal. And they put out a book of lists every year. And that book of lists is filled with different kinds of organizations by category, such as women-owned businesses, environmental businesses, legal firms. And so you can, if you teach law firms how to market better or present themselves better or speak to get more clients, any of these things you can find on something like that. So that's a really good area. If you're looking for associations, then there's the directories of associations.com. If you go to the directories of associations, you can find all kinds of associations in the subject matter that you're looking for. It could be, health and wellness. It could be aging. It could be some other industry or profession, and you can search by state or you can search by industry. So those are sort of the more high level. If you're looking for conferences, a good way to find conferences is to just do what we were talking about with the local meetings with Google. You start Googling specific conference segments. For example, women's conferences or wellness conferences. Use the type of conference that you're looking for, and you can find those using that methodology. One of the other areas that I like a great deal is if you are doing presentations to organizations that really welcome personal growth content. Unities and Centers for Spiritual Living are a great opportunity. Now, they're not going to pay you, but they certainly are going to give you a forum, many of them, if your message is in alignment with them. And a way to do that is to, a lot of times they will book you to speak in the morning service, and that will allow you to drive people into a workshop either later that day or perhaps Wednesday midweek. Now, when you do work with one of these associations, they usually like to have some donation for giving proximity to their community, and you can do that either by doing a revenue split on your workshop with them or renting the room, and then you get to keep all the income from that. And one of the other things that I think is oftentimes overlooked is other speakers that you know of who may be putting on their events but often charge for getting on their stage. If you happen to have an event of your own, a lot of times you can do a stage swap. Just offer to put them on your stage, provided you have a commensurate size stage, in exchange for them putting you on your stage. And that's a great way to get past the pay to be on my stage opportunity. So those are some that I think are just really good sort of get in down and dirty. It's a lot of work, but you can find opportunities if you use these strategies.
These are great. So great. And I've used several of them over the years. I've done the speak on the spiritual community stage where they booked you for the workshop, and it really worked well, especially if your topic aligns there. I want to go just a little bit deeper into this pay-to-play model that you just mentioned. It's really become a big emerging market. And it reminds me that there are several different types of stages you can speak on. There's, you speak for free at a lot of the, chambers and local networking groups and things like that. There's the keynote that you're paid for, or paid workshop or talk. But then there's the whole speak to sell and, pay to play. Can we talk about that a little bit and how it's emerging in the market and when it might be appropriate for you to consider that model?
Well, absolutely. And, it used to be that there were a plethora of paid engagements all over the place. But in fact, they, to a large extent, have been significantly diminished. And what's interesting about it is you can actually make a lot more money if you're effective at selling from the stage than you can if you are paid an established fee. And even so, a lot of times when you are paid a fee, they don't allow you to engage beyond your keynote with the audience. They want you there to inspire and motivate, etc. And there's no opportunity to have a long tail relationship with the people on the stage in the audience. When you have an opportunity to speak to sell or speak to enroll, as I like to call it, then in fact you can build a long term relationship. You can give them something inexpensive and get them moving up the food chain into your system, into your funnel. But you can also sell a good program and just begin that long-term, get them to commit once and they will commit again and again. And so that's a good thing. But, the value also is in some of these opportunities where you don't even get to speak to sell is you can make a free offer. And the free offer can be everything from, here's this free ebook and you can get it from me by, filling in this form. Or text to this telephone number on your cell phone. The other option is to give away a free consultation, a free strategy session. And that's a great way to get people to get to know you, to feel like you're approachable, and to begin that that process by which they then come to know, trust, and love you, and want what it is that you have. But if you go back to the speak to sell model that is growing and growing and growing today, there are lots of options. One is put on your own events. Another is get on other people's stages where they don't mind having you, an organization that's actually looking for growth for their community, and what you offer will fit with them. And then, as you talked about, there's trying to get on somebody else's stage where they're basically selling you an opportunity to be on their stage. And when that is appropriate is when you've already gotten yourself pretty established. You know that your speak to sell, speak to enroll presentation works. It's already proven that it's generating revenue for you, and you can have a pretty good idea of the percentage of people in the room that are going to buy once you present. Then you can evaluate the cost that they're asking you to incur in order to be on their stage is going to actually be a profitable one. You have to look at the numbers of people. You have to know at the percentage of sales you usually make in a room that size. And then you can evaluate if this is worth the investment that you're going to be making.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really become a quite popular option. I think it kind of diversifies the risk for the event host and the speaker to kind of share in the financial investment of, filling the room. And it's a good way to set up an event. And I think it's a great opportunity if you know how to really sponsor an event well. So thanks for breaking that down a little bit. I think sometimes, we take for granted that everybody knows all the different models and because we live and breathe it all the time. And I just want to give people a range of what's possible for them right now.
Great.
So why don't we wrap up with talking about the easiest ways to get booked?
Well, the nice part about it is that we have actually done the work for you at Speakertunity. And to subscribe to Speakertunity speaker leads means that you are completely bypassing the research process. And we provide to you the names, the phone numbers, the emails, and any submission links for speaking engagements all across the country and North America, I should say, as well as Canada. And we give you many of the kinds of things that we were just talking about here. We give you local meetings of all kinds of organizations, everything from women's groups to health and wellness groups to entrepreneurial groups to you name it, it's in there. Even the near-death experience group, that's one of my favorite. And then we give you conferences, conventions, lifestyle events, multi-speaker events, stage swaps. Then we also give you bookstores that are presentation friendly if you have a book and you really want to get out and deliver it that way. We also give you, as we talked about, Centers for Spiritual Living. So we give you four of those in every issue. And in addition to these and more, we actually have a private Facebook group, and in that private Facebook group, I am always putting in very hot calls for speakers. So that's really cool. But in addition to Speakertunity speaker leads, and we have added two more subscriptions. One is Speakertunity Radio Insider, where we provide links, we direct contacts for radio shows and podcasts. Having done radio shows, radio pitching for so many years, I have 3,000 personal growth radio shows, 400 health and wellness, and 500 podcasters. And I'm rating that list. So we give people about 25 of those per month. And then lastly, we have Speakertunity Summits. And Speakertunity Summits, most people find out about summits when it shows up on their desk and they think, God, I should have been a part of that. But it's too late now. But so we're giving people absolute contacts for those people who have open guest presenter seats and are looking for summit partners. And so nobody has ever done that before, and we're really proud to say that we're making those available to people. And so it's simple, it's easy, and it's inexpensive because these are only $35 a month for each one of these. And, your time is got to be worth at least $100 an hour, and I'll bet it's a lot more. And so at $35 a month, it's just there's just no reason not to, essentially. And so that's what's really been exciting about being it. We're getting great rave reviews from people all over who just see this as a great option. We also, in Speakertunity Speaker Leads, we do a roundup every quarter on a particular market. So if you're planning to travel to a particular market, then you're going to be able to pull it together easily and effectively. And so one of the things that I'm really excited about, Melanie, is that because I love you and I want to, you know, serve your community in the best way possible, we're also going to do a 1 month free trial offer for anybody who's listening to this podcast. And I'm really excited to bring that to you, and they can get it and experience it simply by going to tinyurl.com/speakertunity-Melanie Benson. Now I'm going to spell that out. tinyurl.com/speakertunity-Melanie Benson.
Aw, I love that you guys are offering a trial. I have to tell you, I love Speakertunity. I'm not, you know, going out and speaking at a lot of big stages this year, but as we're ramping up for my book tour and all kinds of stuff that'll happen in 2018, I've been pouring through them every month, just like really, like there's some very, very good opportunities that you guys have in there. And the fact that people can trial it out, we'll also post that link in the show notes at melaniebenson.com/blog, or if you're listening in on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, iHeart, or any of the new podcast stages that we're on, you will find that in the show notes for this episode. And Jackie, thank you so much. I mean, I have to tell you, speaking has been probably the single greatest way I have connected with potential clients over these last 16 years. And I can say without a doubt, it's one of my great passions to be able to come into an event and share what I've learned about business in that format. I think is one of the fastest ways to make the greatest difference in people's lives, and then have an opportunity to, you know, attract those ideal clients from speaking. So being able to line yourself up with more speaking opportunities through Speakertunity is a great opportunity. Thank you so much for putting that gift together, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, I'm just delighted to. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah. So I always like to wrap up with one kind of off the cuff question. And, you know, you and I are wise souls, having been around the block a few times, having a few versions of the work we do in the world. If there was one piece of sage advice you could leave with our listener today, as it comes to getting your message out in a bigger way, what would that be?
Make sure that you are flexible when it comes to presenting yourself, because the opportunity may not always fit what you think it's going to be. And if you are flexible with the speaker and can readapt your presentation to what it is that they're looking for, it's going to increase your booking rate.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much, Jackie, for being here today.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's been a joy.
Also, if you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.